It's time for Farm Risk Management with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management. Here's your host, Randy Martinson.
USDA is preparing to release their May cattle on feed report. Of course, this report gives us an idea of just how many cattle were in our feedlots at the beginning of the month, how many were placed, and how many were marketed in the preceding month. We'll talk about the average trade estimates for this report after this break.
Spring planting is here, and it's time to make the final adjustments to your 2026 crop plans. That makes it even more important to have information on what's really going to help drive the markets and to help determine market potential. Will your MPCI coverage be enough to cover the value of the growing crop? Maybe consider hail insurance. Martinson Ag writes hail insurance with five different companies. Call Martinson Ag at 701-205-4200. The risk management specialist. Martinson Ag is an equal opportunity provider.
USDA is preparing to release their May cattle on feed report, and as expected, the average estimates are starting to increase as we're starting to get the previous year's lower numbers already worked into the marketplace. So we're starting to see, you know, the average numbers come in to be pretty close or a little bit above the previous year's placements, marketings, and number of cattle on feed. The average estimate for this report has on feed as of May 1 at 101% of a year ago. Placements in the month of April are estimated at 103% of a year ago, and marketings for April are estimated at 91% of a year ago. Of course, all these numbers continue to show the tight supply of cattle, which, you know, we continue to see very low numbers of cattle available to go into feedlots because of the border still being closed with Mexico. It's unlikely we're going to see that change anytime soon as we continue to see numerous cases of the New World screwworm being detected down in Mexico, and the fact that it is getting closer to the U.S.-Mexican border. So we continue to see pretty strong demand as far as cattle are concerned for the available supply of feeder cattle that are out there. Marketings continue to be a little bit lower just because of the fact that lower number of cattle being available to go into the feedlots. Overall, this report should be construed to be a little bit friendly as far as the cattle are concerned.
You've been listening to Farm Risk Management with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management.